Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buck, as you see your players win a game facing elimination, what do you learn about your guys when their backs are against the wall and they're able to come back and perform the way they did last night?
Nothing new. It's what we've known all along. I'm not surprised at all by their response. I'm sure the people that watch our team diligently aren't. And they'll have another challenge tonight. Musgrove's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's been outstanding, and it's why teams are playing this time of year. They're going to run three quality starters out there at you, and we'll have. And they've got a good bullpen. So do we. It'll be fun to watch. We're way past the stage of somebody proving something to somebody.
What kind of stresses does the manager take on in a winner-take-all type game?
Stresses?
Yeah.
Stress is what you make it. It's a privilege. I don't call it stress. It's just expectations. And you do your homework. Sometimes the best part of your day is when the game starts. It's all the other stuff that sometimes gets in the way. We call it the noise that go on. And our guys have done a great job of eliminating the things that really don't matter and staying in reality. But it's kind of like autographs. I tell them when you got to worry is when they quit asking. And this time of year, you're going to, be ask, and why though? It's because people care. People care, and when they quit caring, they quit coming to the ballpark, we're all going to be, delivering packages, and that's a good job.
We heard from a couple different players and people saying that last night was a vintage Mets offensive night. They were able to grind out at bats, get some big hits, hit a couple of home runs early in the game. What are pitchers thinking when they're out there and they just can't find the plate and they feel a game getting away, knowing that the other team is going to make them put a lot of pressure on them?
Well, everybody looks. We had a fan over the dugout screaming out after every pitch to Snell. I took it in. I thought it was kind of funny. That's 57 Snell. That's 58. It's kind of, you don't take yourself too seriously and you take it in. But you look at those things. But it's one thing to have a lot of pitches, and it's another thing to draw walks. But you got to cash them in, or it doesn't matter. I actually thought Max hit was huge because it's one of the few set of runs that was scored not via a home run. And it's pretty obvious. People talk about pitching and defense wins the postseason. You could say pitching, defense, and home runs in some cases.
You mentioned DeGrom backing up a play in the fifth inning when if he's not there, the go-ahead run ends up scoring at that point. How difficult is it for players to keep their fundamentals sound when the pressure and the emotions are swinging so much?
It's actually easier in a lot of ways because you have this nervous energy. You want to release it. But when your best players play the game right, when Max Scherzer backs up bases and Jacob DeGrom backs up bases, it's very easy to ask a young pitcher and go, why weren't you there? So Max Scherzer can do it and Jake DeGrom can do it, but you can't. But it's also, we talk about identity of a club, and Mark Canha standing right beside him, and then Tomas Nito blocks a really short breaking ball the next pitch to keep the run from scoring too. So there's a lot of parts of that, and I tend to dwell on that instead of some of the negativism that you can have creep in if people let it.
How much of the pitching decisions, whether it's last night or a game like tonight, do you script out ahead of time, or how many do you ad lib on the spot and think about what could be the best in that moment?
Oh, we think about it. We talk about it. The game doesn't always cooperate. You go, well, wait a minute, that didn't happen. When the teleprompter breaks, you can tell who's not prepared and who isn't. These games aren't scripted. That's why people come to them. That's why they're played by human beings. That's why they're fascinating. It's why you watch the Jets and the Giants and things because, wow, I didn't see that coming. So, you have to be able to adjust on the fly or the game will swallow you.
What do you think Bassett could take away from his start last week to apply to tonight?
Oh, I don't know. He learned sometime more's not better. He knew that already. Atlanta's a good team. Believe me, Chris is – it's like all our guys. You don't do what you do and not make adjustments along the way. Baseball's a game of constant adjustments, and Chris is good at it, and we're lucky to have him. He's been a rock for us the whole year, and he'll give us a chance tonight.
All right, last one against the Padres. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.